For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team will host Bowling Green, the final series of the year, joined by Jesse Wilkins. How good does it feel to be back on the ice after last year?
It's awesome. You know, a lot of battling back there last year and just trying to get healthy again. And it feels pretty good to get back on the ice, being with the boys and battling.
You had surgery, two off seasons ago? Off season and a half ago, something like that. How much pain were you in last couple of weeks of that regular season?
Yeah, I remember specifically where we went Bowling Green and then Ferris State for playoffs, and there's quite a bit of pain there. Just trying to battle and focus on stopping the puck and battling through the pain, and yeah, surgery made it better. So,
hip has got to be one of the worst things for a goalie. No lateral movement. When you're out, when you're rehabbing, what could you do to get yourself as close to in shape as you could?
Well, working with Gary Burrows, the strength coach, and Mike, they're great, and they took it one step at a time, didn't push me too hard at the beginning, and then gradually got better and stronger and more flexible as time went on.
One thing that never ceases to amaze me about goalies is that, yes, you guys all want to play, but you understand there's only one net and only one guy gets to play. How did the three of you guys, Reed and Bits, and you work together and help each other get better?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all in practice. You know, you have to be the best one on the ice if you want to play, and it's a healthy competition. Like, you know, there's only going to be one guy in the net at the end of the day, and you just got to root for each other because you want the team to win, and just got to keep practicing hard, and never know who coach will put in.
What was your emotions like when you saw Reed get that first start and then the next one, and the guy still hasn't lost?
You know, it's good to see. I mean, he's never had any cards handed to him. You know, he's worked hard. You can't say anything bad about it. He's worked hard. He's paid his dues, and I'd love to see him win. It's good.
From your perspective, what's been the best part of this team, you know, as far as on the ice is concerned? What impresses you the most as a goalie?
Well, our team is we love to battle, you know. We never give the other team 2 points. They always have to earn it, and we earn our 2 points when we win. And we've been working hard to put the pucks in the net this year, and we've been keeping the shots down too, so that really impresses me this year. And I think we're going to get on a roll here and keep winning.
The schedule has been downright brutal for you guys. A week to Huntsville, 5 days to Ferris, home this week, start 2016 with 10 days in Alaska, and then you got a week-long trip to Duluth and Lake State.
Yeah.
How do you guys get classwork done?
Well, it's a lot of planning, a lot of homework on the road and talking with your teachers. The teachers at Bemidji State are great and really understanding, so that makes it a lot easier.
By the end of those long trips, have you guys had enough of each other?
I mean, yeah, we all love each other, so it's good. Sometimes we get on each other's nerves, but we settle it there, and it's fun with the boys, though.
Bowling Green is a team that's got some goal scorers. Collectively, how good does this team need to play defense this weekend against them?
I always got to keep doing the little things right. I mean, we don't really have to change much. I mean, we just got to keep the small things right, block shots, stick out to the puck. I mean, they're not superheroes, so we'll shut them down this weekend.
Best of luck.
Thank you.